DeepEnglish.com. Traditional Thai Massage, Active Speaking, Part A. There's no question that people are stressed out these days. This is especially true of people who live in big cities or who have a profession and are raising a family. Are people busy these days? Yes, there is no question that people are busy these days. Is this especially true of people who live in the countryside? No, this is especially true of people who live in big cities or who have a profession and are raising a family. And this constant stress can lead to illnesses, both physical and mental. What does this constant stress lead to? It leads to illnesses, both physical and mental. Do you have constant stress? People handle this stress in different ways. Some deal with it negatively by eating or drinking too much, engaging in risky behaviors, or by taking strong drugs prescribed by their doctors. What are three ways people handle their stress in negative ways? They handle their stress in negative ways by eating or drinking too much, engaging in risky behaviors, or by taking strong drugs prescribed by their doctors. Do you ever handle your stress in negative ways? Others deal with it more positively by exercising more and finding ways to relax and have fun. What are some ways that people deal with stress more positively? They exercise more and find ways to relax and have fun. How do you handle your stress in positive ways? But along with the stresses of modern life also comes a sense of isolation and disconnect for many people, especially in northern cultures. What else comes along with the stresses of modern life? A sense of isolation and disconnect comes along with the stresses of modern life. Is this especially true for people living in southern cultures? No, it's especially true of people living in northern cultures. Do you live in a northern or southern culture? Many lead individualistic lives and never really connect with others in intimate ways. Do many people lead collective lives? No, actually, many lead individualistic lives. Do you lead an individualistic life? We've all heard about the healing power of human touch, but I wonder how closely we've considered its true importance in maintaining health and vitality. The evidence supporting the power of human touch is overwhelming. Is the human touch important in maintaining health and vitality? Yes, human touch is very important for maintaining health and vitality. Is the evidence supporting the power of human touch underwhelming? No. In fact, the evidence supporting the power of human touch is overwhelming. For starters, people who have more physical contact with others on a daily basis benefit from better sleep, lower blood pressure, and reduced irritability. Do people who have more physical contact with others on a daily basis benefit from better sleep? Yes, indeed they do. What else do they benefit from? They also benefit from lower blood pressure and reduced irritability. How much physical contact do you have with others on a daily basis? More human touch also reduces anxiety while promoting a general sense of well-being. It can ease pain and lift depression in an instant. Does more human touch increase anxiety? No, more human touch reduces anxiety. Does it promote a general sense of well-being? Yes, indeed it does. What else can human touch do? It can ease pain and lift depression in an instant. Do you ever feel depressed? Stimulation of the skin through touch lowers stress hormones and releases the cuddle hormone, oxytocin, which enhances a sense of trust and attachment toward others. What lowers stress hormones? Stimulation of the skin lowers stress hormones. What is the nickname of the hormone oxytocin? Oxytocin is called the cuddle hormone. What does oxytocin enhance? It enhances a sense of trust and attachment toward others. In short, human touch stimulates the reward center of the central nervous system, making us feel happiness, joy, and well-being. The more you receive touch, the happier you'll be. Does human touch stimulate the reward center of the heart? Well, maybe, I don't know, but it definitely stimulates the reward center of the central nervous system. How does it make us feel? It makes us feel happiness, joy, and well-being. The more you receive touch, what will happen? The more you receive touch, the happier you'll be. But that's not all. Increased human touch has also been shown to improve communication and performance. Sorry, but what has increased human touch been shown to improve? Human touch has been shown to improve communication and performance. If touch were a language, then we would all be naturally fluent. There's no need for a phrase book, as we can communicate complex emotions in just an instant. No need for words. Do we need a phrase book to communicate via touch? No, we are naturally fluent in human touch. Can we communicate simple emotions in just a minute? Yes, we can. And we can even communicate complex emotions with touch. There's no need for words. And human touch has even been shown to increase performance amongst team members in sports. Does human touch decrease the performance amongst team members in sports? No, just the opposite. Human touch increases performance. In fact, touch is so important to the health and well-being of people that babies who are not held and hugged enough will stop growing and, in some cases, die from lack of human touch. It truly is that powerful. What will happen to babies if they are not held and hugged enough? Babies who are not held and hugged enough will stop growing. What might happen, in some cases, if babies lack human touch? In some cases, they might die. Were you hugged as a baby? For tens of thousands of years, people have been communicating through touch. It's our first language. How long have people been communicating through touch? People have been communicating through touch for tens of thousands of years. Is touch our second language? No, human touch is our first language. Hugging, stroking, and rubbing are the most common ways, but it's massage that represents human touch in its most powerful form. What are the three most common ways humans touch? Hugging, stroking, and rubbing are the most common ways. Does hitting represent human touch in its most powerful form? No. It's massage that represents human touch in its most powerful form. And while there are many different massage styles and traditions in the world, one of the most unique and interesting is a form of massage that comes from Thailand, traditional Thai massage. Are there only a few different massage styles in the world? No, there are many different massage styles and traditions in the world. What is one of the most unique and interesting styles? Traditional Thai massage is one of the most unique and interesting. Have you ever received traditional Thai massage?